This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat, we got into it a little bit before. You know, last night, big night for Bub Carrington, big night for Pitt men's basketball. And one of the cooler moments was seeing his teammates there. And Jalen Lowe, you know, recording that video and them all supporting him. Was very cool. And, you know, that tells me something, that it's a tight-knit group, and that's a little sign for heading into this season, that, you know, you go there to support one of your guys, but you're all together, and knowing that you're going to come back this year and being that tight-knit of a group, and also having that fuel from what happened and transpired at the end of the season, you know, that was really cool to see, but also a good moment for what's to come, hopefully, for the Pitt men's basketball team. But the moment that really happened last night is whenever Bub got drafted and what that means for Pitt basketball. Now, his teammates were there. That was great. And, you know, those are the ones that are going to have to go on the court. But what does that mean for Pitt basketball? Like, if you're a recruit or you're a transfer out there and you see that and you see Bub Carrington's name flash across that screen and you see the school next to it and it says Pitt, like, Jeff Cable has done a fantastic job in the last 2 years. And now I think it's going to go through the roof. I mean, you have a lottery pick, 18-year-old freshman, point guard.
Yep.
That's big for the program.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, I think it's – and they've had a number of recruits in over the last few weeks, official visits and so forth, that are of that ilk, right, that have that potential. And, again, you go the whole way back to Steven Adams, Charles Smith. I mean, this is the third highest drafted player in Pitt history. It's a huge, I think, milestone for the program. What's going to be interesting is, you know, they've rebuilt this thing, and they're kind of now phasing in the elite recruit again. And what's a good sign is it seems like the culture that Nelly Cummings and Jamarius Burton and Blake Henson most notably, right? I mean, Blake Henson's been at the core of the last two seasons. He has been a huge part of it. He's been the drumbeat, the heartbeat. He's no longer there. And he was a reclamation project. So was Jamarius Burton. But to be able to still get guys like that are older, because the transfer portal lends that to you, and then bring in elite freshmen like top 150 guys, top 100 guys like Bub Carrington and Jalen Lowe, and have those guys fit in, I think it's a really good sign. They found their persona, I think, and that is that's important in sports, right? You got to know who you are. I think it's hard, though, when you have success, to then you open the door to a more talented player. Sometimes those more talented players bring added baggage, risk, and so on. Especially in today's world, where you can get a 22-year-old guy as opposed to an 18-year-old freshman. So. It's a great sign. I don't want to downplay it, but it just puts the onus now on continuing to balance those two things moving forward, because they have a heck of a lot of talent going to 24, 25. They're not going to get picked at the bottom of the league, I can promise you that.
Right.
They got respect now, but they got – shoot, I mean, Jalen Lowe could be drafted next year in the top 25 picks, 20 picks. I tell you, don't sleep on Guillermo Diaz-Graham. You know, a 7-foot Spaniard that can play down low and shoot the three. He shot the three at 42% last year. I mean, that's the NBA loves that stuff. If he was playing overseas, you know, in a pro league, unfortunately, he'd probably be more attractive. But he's over here. He went to IMG, comes to Pitt, and now he's going to potentially play the four spot with the kid from Florida State playing in the five. They're going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
And so, yes, this is a great sign, and I think there's more of that to come, but it's an even better sign when it coincides with winning.